Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Think back to the movies that you've seen so far this year. How many of them had women as the main character? How many were written or directed by women? Chances are not too many. While they represent over 50% of moviegoers, only around 12% of the protagonists in the 100 top-grossing movies last year were women, and only 7% of the top 250 films were directed by them. An effort led by professors and students at Michigan State is trying to change that by bringing attention to the work of women filmmakers. To learn more, we welcome Alexandra Hidalgo, Associate Professor of Writing, Rhetoric, and American Culture at Michigan State. She's also one of the co-founders of Agnes Films, an online magazine dedicated to women in film. Welcome.
Thank you.
Describe for us what Agnes Films is all about.
Agnes Films is a community of women filmmakers, and what we do is that we try to support the work of women filmmakers by having reviews, interviews. We have them do filmmaking narratives. We have featured filmmakers and featured members. So it's basically a space for women filmmakers to tell the stories of the work they do and to get a little bit of attention to the work they're doing.
You're on the faculty here at Michigan State. Are you a filmmaker as well?
Yes.
You are. Tell us about what you've done.
I'm a documentary filmmaker. I do two kinds of filmmaking. One of them are documentaries about my field. I'm in the field of rhetoric and composition. So those are for audiences within my field, and they get published in peer-reviewed journals. Mm-hmm. And then I do general audience documentaries, and those tend to focus on the lives of women. I've done a short one on breast implants in Venezuela, which is where I'm from. They're very popular in Venezuela. Mm. And then my first feature is about four immigrant women living in New York City and transforming their communities with their work.
Why do you think women filmmakers are so underrepresented in the film industry?
I think there are a few reasons. I think the first one is that we tend to spend a lot of time thinking about women on the screen. So we are very focused on the actors, right? Like, oh, you know, we like what she's wearing and what she's not wearing and what she's doing. And that sort of blinds us to the fact that there are not a lot of men, that a lot of men are the ones who are directing what we're seeing. But I think one of the main issues that we're facing is the fact that studios are run by men. Film festival juries are mostly men. Movie theaters are owned by men. And even film critics are by and large men. So what that means is that we basically have a culture where the work of women filmmakers doesn't get made because we don't even think to become filmmakers, or it gets made and no attention gets paid to it because the people who are in charge of deciding what films are going to be reviewed and screened are not interested in the female experience.
We're talking to Alexandra Hidalgo, an associate professor at Michigan State and the co-founder of Agnes Films, an online magazine focused on women filmmakers. You have a social media campaign that launches today where you're asking people to tell you their favorite filmmaker. Now, is this favorite female filmmaker or male or female?
Oh no. The campaign is called, the hashtag is Fave Woman Filmmaker, and it's all about people telling us who their favorite woman filmmaker is. And we didn't use female, we used woman because we're interested in also embracing transgendered women. So like Lana Wachowski, for example, somebody's going to be talking about her. That's why we didn't use the term female. But yeah, our whole point is that if you think of your favorite filmmaker, it's going to usually 99% of the time be a man. And most people, if you ask them who their favorite woman filmmaker is, they have no idea. And we want them to think about it. Hmm. Why don't they know?
We put together a trailer here of some of the responses that you've gathered so far. Let's have a listen.
My favorite woman filmmaker would have to be Jodie Foster. She's an actress, and as an actress myself, I can see how she understands the process of creating a character.
My favorite woman filmmaker is Jennifer Lee. She is the director of Frozen.
I would have to say my favorite woman filmmaker is Shonda Rhimes. Even though she does TV work, I still wanted to talk about her. She writes and directs her own script. She offers a diverse cast which allows Black women the opportunity to be on TV, which is amazing. She has 3 hours to herself on ABC, so on Thursday nights, I'm rushing home to watch Shonda Rhimes.
So go a little bit deeper with us here, Alexandra. What do you hope people get out of the campaign?
I think there are two things I hope people get out of the campaign. The first one is that I want them to become aware that there are women making films. There are thousands of women making incredible, brilliant films, and that those films are underrated and undervalued because the system that allows us to think about these films is shutting them down. Two, I want them to, if they're not aware of these women, and most people are not, and of the films these women are making, I want them to go find them. And the thing about the campaign is that we're going to have hundreds of tweets and videos and blog posts and Twitter chats and Twitter interviews that are going to tell them who those women are and why they should watch them. Mm-hmm. So once they realize that they don't have a favorite woman filmmaker, we're going to send them.
Give them all kinds of options.
Yes. So we're hoping to, one, create awareness, and two, just get people out there watching the amazing work that's been done by women.
Your favorite filmmaker actually played a big role in the creation of your magazine. Tell us about why Agnès Varda is so special to you.
Oh, my God. Okay, so Agnès Varda is a French filmmaker that's been making films for 50 years, and she has completely inspired generations of women filmmakers. She does both fiction films, and she does documentary work, and she's very witty, and she manages to write stuff about women that are very powerful and that are against the system, but she's never whiny. You know, it's not like, oh, poor us women. No, she's very powerful and very strong, but she still gives out a feminist message. And she has this exquisite sense of humor, and she's very inspiring to us.
You referred to a couple of the films and projects that you've been involved in. How has your own experience producing and directing films inspired the work that you do with Agnès Film?
Well, I am able to understand what women filmmakers go through because I'm a woman filmmaker. So I know what it's like to try to get your work out there. I also know, and this is, I think, key, that even though I make films for women, unapologetically for women, my films are all made about women, by women, and for women. When men come see them, they love them. Here's the thing. I will have screenings of my stuff, and it's usually half and half, people who show up, and the men go nuts for it. So I think there's this sense that men are not going to watch films by women or about women, but if you get them in the theaters, they're really going to enjoy it. So that's one of the main things that I have learned, that it helps me sort of work with Agnès Films in a way that I think helps the filmmakers.
Your latest film, Vanishing Borders, focused on the life of four different immigrant women living in New York, as you mentioned. What was the experience of creating this film?
Well, I created this film while I was getting my PhD. So I was getting a PhD, and I decided to make a feature-length film because, I don't know, I have bad ideas. And it's true. And then I had two kids.
I don't have enough going on. I need to be making a movie while I'm writing my thesis. Right?
My mom was like, are you sure it needs to be a feature? I was like, yeah, why not? I already made a short. It was successful. Let's make a feature. So the process was very chaotic, and it was very crazy. And I shot it, and then I had two kids, and then I got a job at Michigan State. And But it was a beautiful process because it helped me really theorize what it's like to do feminist filmmaking, the kind of collaboration that goes into it, the kind of emphasis on social justice, and really respecting the participants and bringing them into the process. So my participants all got to look at every draft of the film and approve it and give me feedback. And it was a very beautiful process in which we worked together to make this happen.
Alexandra Hidalgo is an associate professor of writing, rhetoric, and American culture at Michigan State. She's also one of the co-founders of Agnès Films, an online magazine dedicated to women in films. And Agnès is launching a social media campaign today where they're asking for their favorite woman filmmaker. Be looking for it. Alexandra Hidalgo, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.